Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and it's Chamber Day on the show, so we've got some guests here from the Chamber of Commerce in Manhattan. Jason Smith, the President and CEO, will join us a little bit later in the show. We've got a couple of other guests here joining us via Zoom today. Darren Solden, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce Director of Economic Development, is here. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Brandon. Happy to be here.
Yeah, pleasure to have you on again. Sarah Siders, Executive Director of Spark MHK, is also here with us. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Brandon. Good to be with you both.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful day out there. We always like to start with that here with the Chamber of Commerce. It's a Chamber of Commerce weather today. It's nice and sunny. It's not very warm, but it's a nice April day.
That's right. That's exactly right. We got to have some of these.
Yep. We'll happily take credit for the good parts of that and the good parts of the future weather forecast.
Well, it always seems
good marketing.
It always seems like the sun's shining whenever we have the chamber on. It's never. I don't remember the last time. I'll have to start keeping track whenever we have rainy days when the chamber's here. It doesn't happen very often. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some good odds.
It is. It's kind of crazy. We're going to talk about some good things going on at the Chamber of Commerce today. And, we had Sarah on here, was it back in September? Is that what you said?
Yeah. End of September.
Okay. And that was to talk about Spark starting up here in the community. And it was actually born out last summer, as I understand. And this is a great opportunity for entrepreneurs here in our community. And why don't you give us a short little overview and kind of how far it's come here in these past several months?
Yeah. So we have been working hard. And as you said, we were here doing, announcing our public community launch at the end of September last year. So it's been about 7 months and we've been making some pretty exciting developments. Just a quick refresher on who we are. We are a Manhattan-based nonprofit entrepreneurship ecosystem builder. That's kind of some fancy industry terms for saying that our organization is dedicated to creating connections and living networks for our entrepreneurs and the resources and individuals that support them. So our driving mission is to resource, connect, and launch entrepreneurs and their businesses and to ignite an inclusive culture of entrepreneurship and innovation in the greater Manhattan region. So we have been hard at work to achieve that mission and to build our organizational structure. But we are a privately and publicly funded nonprofit. And so we have a chamber contract. And within that contract, we have been tasked with centralizing resources for entrepreneurs that can be, accessible whenever they're needed, identifying programming that's needed and creating that through collaboration with other organizations in the community that work to support entrepreneurs. And then we've been asked to tell stories of entrepreneurs and people who have started their businesses here, what that's like and why this is a great place to start your business and grow your business. And we've also been tasked with tracking the metrics of the entrepreneurial activity in our community, in our region. And so those were things that just hadn't really been done to the scale that Spark has been contracted to do them. And so over the last several months, we set out to find the best tools to achieve these goals. And towards the end of the year, we found a company that builds a platform that allows us to do all of these things. This company is called Startup Space, and they build ecosystem virtual hubs for entrepreneurs and the resource providers and the organizations that support them. And so it does all of these things. The Startup Space platform allows us to centralize resources in a way that's 24/7 accessible. It allows us to provide classes and cohorts through the platform. It allows us to host mentoring relationships and business advising relationship. It also has a CRM tool to track the metrics of the entrepreneurs that we're working with so we can follow up with them and identify as they grow, additional jobs that they're creating, additional revenue that's being created, and we can pull some really, really fantastic reports. We're also able to target groups of people who have been historically, left out of the conversation or who we are specifically saying, hey, we want to target minority businesses, for example. So we're going to be able to identify through these metrics and tools you know, what kind of businesses we are supporting, and to be able to demonstrate that we are doing that effectively. So we are very, very excited about this Startup Space platform and its potential for our community.
Yeah, what a wonderful opportunity. And Darren, I'll bring you on the conversation here. Entrepreneurs are such a key part of economic development, and especially in a community of our size, that could really be a benefit here locally.
Absolutely. And you don't have to look far. I like to remind folks all the time that, you know, look at most of our major employers, private sector employers in Manhattan, most of them started as entrepreneurial ventures, started as homegrown businesses, and have grown over the years. So finding that next generation, and not just finding, but helping develop and providing resources and providing an environment where they can grow is vitally important to our future job growth. And you know, in addition to our local situation, where you've got many major employers that began as entrepreneurial efforts, the numbers bear out at the national level that the majority of jobs are created by small businesses. So you know, growing our own, working with our existing businesses, we'll talk a little bit later in the program about our business conditions report, which builds on some of our existing business retention and expansion efforts here at the chamber. But it's really important to work with our existing business community, and again, help provide resources, help identify where there's gaps. That's one great thing I think that Spark has done and continues to do is work with a variety of different key stakeholders in the community. You know, we do have a lot of folks that are doing good work when it comes to entrepreneurial support, whether it be the Small Business Development Center. We've got 1 million cups. We've got things like Startup MHK. They're doing, you know, business pitch competitions. K-State's got some great resources. There's some strong groups out there like the Black Entrepreneurs of the Flint Hills that have created networks and are supporting each other and are looking for ways to better engage within the community and ways to support the folks that they're representing. And so there's a lot of different places to plug in and a lot of folks and a lot of entities with an interest in supporting entrepreneurs. One of the great things about what Spark is doing and with the virtual hub is literally building that hub. So creating that centralized place where if someone's new to the community, if someone is looking for resources, if someone's looking for educational classes and they're looking for ways to engage or find mentorship or have questions answered or where figure out what to do next, hopefully they can become more efficient. And time is money to those folks. So hopefully they can become more efficient and through that hub that is Spark can connect with the appropriate resources, and then not just where they are now, but as they continue to grow into the future, they're going to have those relationships and an understanding of who the players are within the community.
Sarah, I'll just ask if I'm, let's say I have an idea for a business or something, a startup here in the community, and I just want to kind of see, well, will this work here in a community like Manhattan? I imagine you'll be able to look at demographics, stuff like that on this 24/7 accessible virtual hub.
Yeah. So, you know, that's a really good question. That probably is more of a market research question. And we're still developing some of our, you know, specific courses around kind of a will it fly concept or proof of concept sort of offerings. And there is one in particular that if someone came to me today and asked me that question, I would direct them to a particular course that I actually just learned about yesterday. So really we're still gathering the scope of those resources and building that out, but absolutely that concept of will it fly, is this something viable? Right now I would send you to talk with our SBDC advisor here, Lori Piper, and get you connected with that network of folks, because when it comes to market research, that's something that they're really, really, you know, very gifted at, and that's what they're equipped to do. And so we would start there. But again, there are other classes that we're going to be able to develop so that we can take more people rather than just a one-to-one consulting. We can take people through, you know, in kind of a group setting, and they can test out their ideas all at once and together. And so I think that's going to be really valuable.
Okay.
I might just add on that really quickly too, that the, you know, one of the key challenges, especially in a community the size of Manhattan, say, as compared to a Metro Kansas City or a Dallas or a Houston or a Denver or wherever it might be, is that, you know, we have a, just like a larger metropolitan area, we still have a very diverse group of both entrepreneurs and entrepreneurial ideas. So oftentimes the resources and the path that a Main Street retail or small service-based business is going to follow may differ significantly from, say, an innovation-based business spun out of research being done at the university, you know, or that's being utilizing, you know, a university commercialization process or something else to pursue an idea. And there's research involved there by grad students and faculty. And so there's just, while they're both entrepreneurial ventures, oftentimes both the backgrounds and the needs of that growing business are different. And so it's, you sometimes run into issues, and especially in a little bit smaller community where you don't necessarily have those resources just sitting around. So being able to connect folks again to where, whether it be the SBDC, whether it be other resources, there's some great things that we're starting to pull in at a regional level around innovation and technology-based businesses and finding better ways to keep those folks here and so they can grow here versus maybe having to go other places where there's more of those types of entrepreneurs and a bigger network they can plug into. If we can bring some of that to them here and they have an opportunity to grow that business here in the Manhattan area, you know, that's gonna serve us well in the future. And again, I think that's one of the great things that Spark is doing is being able to pull all those resources together into a hub. And as we continue to grow the support side of things within our entrepreneurial ecosystem, those will keep getting plugged in and folks will be able to more efficiently find them and keep things moving forward in their venture.
All right. Again, we're speaking with Sarah Siders and Darren Solden here on In Focus. And real quickly here, and then we'll take a break. So let's talk about this launch event you have coming up here on April 27th.
So, yeah, this is our Beyond the SBA Loan, virtual workshop that we're hosting. And this is going to give people an opportunity to learn about capital solutions for their business that go beyond the SBA loan, hence the name. There are some really interesting organizations that are serving around the state that are supporting business owners, and a lot of people don't know about them. So when you're trying to fund your business, when you're trying to get working capital, a lot of people feel like they don't know where to start. Some people don't qualify for an SBA loan, or it simply doesn't cover all the expenses that they have as they're, you know, starting out. And so we're going to be bringing in our SBDC so they can talk about the Capital Access Center, where they can, you know, people can learn how to make the most of that conversation with a lender. We're also bringing in Network Kansas and Great Plains Development. And both of those organizations are serving entrepreneurs in really practical ways through great gap financing and a variety of loan products that, again, a lot of people just have not heard of. These were things that were even new to me as I got started here. And I was so excited because this was a big part of what I was, you know, out searching for was, okay, when someone doesn't qualify for an SBA loan or they don't have a significant, you know, friends and family around that where they can raise a few hundred thousand dollars just from, you know, talking with people that they know, what do people do? You know, what's the solution? And so this was, you know, just a personal mission. I was out there looking for these solutions, and I'm very excited to be able to introduce them to some of our business owners. And then really the idea is to be able to continue the conversation in the virtual hub. So we'll talk briefly and introduce the virtual hub as a place to continue to connect with those resources that are introduced in the in this workshop. So people can go in and create a profile in the hub, and they can go ahead and look up these resources and, you know, send an email, start a conversation, set up an appointment, and have, you know, begin to really shift the trajectory of their business if capital is something that they're needing. And ultimately, what we're wanting to do is have a few of these workshops. The SBDC is offering a series of, you know, entrepreneurship 101 type courses on the, just had one this week, the 12th, 19th, and 26th as well. And we're hoping that these, some of these events can feed into two classes that we're going to be starting here, which are kind of core business classes. One is Fast Track. It's a real basic business education class offered by, you know, through the Kauffman Foundation. And we're going to be hosting that here in collaboration with Pottawatomie County Economic Development. and Network Kansas. And so that is an 8-week course that for people who are kind of, you know, in the middle of getting started with their business and or who even looking to expand a little bit. It provides those core business competencies. We're also partnering with a program in Kansas City called Entrepreneur Business Basics that was designed with entrepreneurs of color in mind. And so that's a 12-week program. It's complete with a pitch competition, and that will be starting in June. And so both of these cohorts are going to be starting here in the next, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. And so we're, you know, trying to recruit people to let people know that this is out there. This is a service we've worked very hard to provide to our community. And it's actually the first time we've offered core entrepreneurship education like this. And so we want people to know. So if people go to sparkmhk.com, they can see all of this. They can see our resource listing, our events listing. They can connect with our resource hub. They can find, there's buttons all over the place. It says explore our virtual hub. Just click on one of those buttons and can set up an account. And that's just the beginning. So we'd love to have people check out the work that we've been doing and see what kinds of courses or workshops or connections that we're offering that might be right for them.
All right, very good. Well, it's an exciting project here. Again, sparkmhk.com is the website. We're going to take a time out, come back, and Jason Smith's going to join us here from the Chamber of Commerce. Stay tuned, and Focus continues after this on KMAN.